This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with the 5 p.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Alex. At 5 p.m., Alex was located about 60 miles northeast of La Pesca, Mexico, and about 105 miles south-southeast of Brownsville, Texas. Alex is moving toward the west at about 13 miles per hour. We're expecting landfall in northeastern Mexico within the next 4 to 5 hours. Maximum sustained winds are 90 miles per hour. That's Category 1 on the Saffir-Simpson scale. But we do expect Alex to strengthen and become a Category 2 hurricane in the remaining few hours prior to landfall. Heavy rains are expected with Hurricane Alex of 6 to 12 inches over portions of northeastern Mexico and south Texas, with local amounts up to 20 inches. And in the elevated terrain of northeastern Mexico, we're expecting life-threatening flash floods and mudslides, very serious situation there. Hurricane force winds are very near the coast in the warning area in northeastern Mexico. If they haven't reached the coast already, they will be reaching there within the next hour or so. A storm surge of 4 to 6 feet above normal levels is expected near and to the north of where the center makes landfall. There have been tornadoes reported in South Texas today, and a tornado watch remains in effect for the southern and south central coast of Texas. The next intermediate advisory will be issued at 8 p.m. from the National Hurricane Center. I'm James Franklin.